Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Have you been hearing this bird song this summer? We've been hearing these calls frequently this summer, emanating from a small, thick stand of aspen and shrubs. It sounds like there are several birds in there. But occasionally we get the opportunity to see the source, which is a catbird, or a gray catbird, to be more precise. No doubt some of you recognize the song. North Dakota is home to one species of catbird, the gray catbird. If you're not familiar with a catbird, they're about the size of a long, slender robin in shape, gray with a dark cap and long tail. They can be found across the state and are associated with dense thickets of small trees and shrubs. Catbirds feed on a variety of insects, but also are known to consume a variety of fruits when available. I was surprised to learn recently that, like orioles, they can be attracted to an area by setting out some grape jelly or oranges. Catbirds often nest near the center of dense shrubs and trees in the branches of the trees and shrubs, about 4 feet or so above the ground. The females lay about 3 to 5 unmarked blue-green eggs in the nest, and perhaps 2 broods during the summer months. It's interesting to note that catbirds will break and remove any cowbird eggs deposited in the nest. Robins do as well. So catbirds and robins don't tolerate nest parasitism. But back to the catbird's call. Catbirds, like their close relatives, the mockingbirds and thrashers, are known for calls that mimic calls of other birds. Arthur Cleveland Bent, in his Life Histories of Familiar North American Birds, described the catbird singing well, and I quote, "The catbird at its best stands high in the ranks of our American bird singers and pours forth its melody. Phrase follows phrase in rapid succession, and snatches of all the bird songs in the neighborhood appear intermixed with occasional harsh notes, which are given with as much care and finish as the more melodious ones," unquote. So keep your ears open for the calls of the gray catbird. And oh, they do occasionally have a call that's similar to a cat's meow, thus the common name. All these calls, of course, provide some interesting avian music. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.